So I was feeling that. I've been feeling that for a long time with Irish music. And then it really did come down to this one moment when Judy Cook, this woman, she sang this song that was collected in Bemidji. And I realized that perhaps there were ways to connect the people from where I grew up through music. And so that has proven to be very powerful and meaningful for me.
It sounds a little bit like it's part of your genetic code or your genealogy. You can feel it inside your family tree, if you will, or the family being larger defined than just the brothers and sisters.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, my family is quite a mix of different ethnicities, but if it's anything, it's kind of English and Scottish. And I don't know, maybe there's something deep and hereditary there, but if nothing else, there's certainly, you know, having grown up north and then finding these songs that mention place names in northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin, like that's such an important thing in Irish music. Irish songs always mention these little place names, little landmarks, local events. And when you get into the tradition, I mean, maybe that seems like not a very big deal to people that haven't gotten deep into traditional music, but when you really start to get into that kind of stuff, means a lot, and preserving those small histories. And it's kind of like the, you know, the history of the little guy, you know, it's the history that isn't in the history books. It's kind of getting into people's lives and actually feeling what they felt a little bit through their songs. And that's such a big thing in Irish music. But then to find these songs here that mention place names and people here, it's powerful. It's very meaningful to me.